oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi everyone, welcome to Yongsang International Radio. You're with Corinne Rayson from The Crew Coach, and we are speaking to Lauren today on our brand new show called The Wellbeing Project. So this is all about wellness, not only in our state of mind, but wellness in our personal life and professional life. Welcome, Lauren. So good to connect again. I know we connected previously through a mutual friend, so it's lovely to see your face and also catch up to hear about your journey. Lauren used to work in the industry and now she's owner of a coffee shop called The Deli.
Hi, Corinne. Nice to speak to you again. Lovely to see
you. Oh, awesome. So, Lauren, can you tell me a bit of your transition period out of the industry? You worked as a chef, and how long were you land-based for before you started The Deli?
So, funny thing, I actually wasn't land-based at all before I started it. I started it while I was still yachting. So she purchased an existing business we found it in September of 2019. And I was still on a boat at the time, just kind of rounding off the med season. And then we were scheduled to ship the boat across to the Caribbean for that winter season. The purchase of the business actually took quite a lot longer than we anticipated. And we got the keys 2 days before I had to leave for the Caribbean. So I was there. I ended up flying with paint in my hair after trying to just do what I could to be a part of it for the first couple of days. And then I have a business partner in the process. So I kind of did it from afar for the first month while he was getting everything set up, and I was in the Caribbean. Like, luckily there was a time difference, but I'm doing dinner for the guests, then I'd go and sit down and catch up with him and find out what he was doing and making sure that I could do the orders and things from my side. And then so we opened actually in January of last year, so obviously not the best time to start a business, but little did we know what was coming. But so that was last year, and then I did that for 2 months just trying to help from sea, but it obviously was difficult. And then coronavirus hit and we went into lockdown, so we closed the deli. And in that time the owner had ended up leaving the Caribbean season and we were shipping the boat back to Europe, so that gave me a chance to fly back this side. And we always wanted to do a refurb on the place and make it our own. So we used the lockdown as an opportunity to do that. Mm-hmm. And then the boat arrived and I had to go back to work, which I reluctantly did. Halfway through the first trip of the season, so we were doing, obviously it wasn't quite the same because of COVID, but we were doing the North Sea, like the Baltic, down Holland and all that area. And halfway through the first trip, I was just like, I can't do both. So I sat down and I explained this to him and he agreed to doing a rotation. So I kind of went off. I did my first month at work and I was just decided there and then that I didn't want to go back to boats. It wasn't the right time and I needed to. It was kind of growing faster than I thought it would just in the first month. So I just thought, you know, I couldn't start a business and then just leave someone else to do it when I wanted it to be my own, put my own touch on it. And, you know, obviously, as you said, I was a chef before, so the food was kind of my side of it. So I didn't want to just let someone else come in and set their menu or anything. So, I just kind of there and then I told the owner and my husband, who's the captain, that I just unfortunately had to do what was right for me. And that was focus on the business.
Okay, so what a journey that was. And there's a couple of things that you've said there that I can resonate with. And That is maybe starting to look at your why while you are in the industry. So looking at, you know, your future, if you don't see yourself in yachting forever, rather than just jumping ship per se and going land-based, do your research and start exploring your options while you're working in the industry, rather than, you know, being a fish out of water and arriving land-based where you've got all these responsibilities and it's like the funds are draining out of your bank account because you've got to pay for all these things. And then you've got the added pressure of trying to figure it out what you want to do with your career.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, this, I always wanted to do something like this and it just kind of, the opportunity came up, but I would, you know, I don't know what I would do if I left yachting and had nothing to do with myself. It's always good to kind of plan ahead and have something to kind of almost walk into. And I had such a great time. I was yachting for 7 years and I'm just in a position now where I absolutely love what I do, that I haven't for 1 minute thought, oh, I wish I was in a galley right now having, you know, having all these guests to cook for and whatever. It's just, I've honestly just not looked back. And yes, of course, I miss the industry. It's a great industry to be in, but it's nice to not sit here wishing that I was still there or regretting anything at all. So
yeah, and that's another thing, is listening to your intuition. When it doesn't feel right, then really taking a good look at yourself, your desires, your needs, and asking yourself, you know, is this really what I want to do, and can I see myself doing this for a very long time? And we talk about pain points. So for me in yachting, a big pain point was, how do I say this? Like, I wanted to serve not the uber wealthy, but I wanted to help people. And I just felt frustrated by the waste in our industry. And I was like, with this surplus of waste, like, what could I do with this? How could I make a difference? And I guess my pain point was I didn't feel like I was making a big enough impact. And there was more for me to do in this world. And I was certain that it was about helping humankind. And because I wasn't able to do that, I felt frustrated, probably a deep sadness. And that was my driving force to get out.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. You know, like in the galley, of course, and in any role on a boat, you have your fingers snapped at you and you have people demanding things on a whim just because they can. But here, just being part of it, and especially like I've mentioned, it was our first year of business has been during this pandemic. So it's been difficult. But, you know, it was obviously just Christmas now, and the amount of Christmas cards we got and gifts and people just saying thank you so much for being there for us. You know, it's more than just a coffee shop. It's someone that comes in, and because they're homeschooling, they can come in and complain about their husband being in the way or their kids not focusing, or, you know, it's just we've created this community. And that's what I always wanted. You know, it's far more than just, like you said, a wealthy family that get what they want because they ask for it. This is people coming into us to share their stories and just to come and, you know, have a conversation, get out the house. It's an excuse for them just to come and share, have a rant. And just being a part of that, it's amazing. It's far more than just making them the bacon sandwich in the morning or whatever it is. So.
Wow. And here at that, I'm gathering your values are perhaps kindness and also making a positive impact. Maybe it's also connection, because you mentioned community. Would you agree that some of those are your values?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I think, I've always cared about, you know, giving, and that's why I love cooking. You know, you just make everything with love and make people happy with food and that, but it just comes so naturally for us. You know, I love being there so much, and the people that come in are so wonderful that it's just easy. It's just natural. And that's what's important for me, is having that, like you said, like I said, a community, and just that sense of giving back, as well as somebody coming to support me in my business. It's having a chance just to give them something far more than a coffee. And yes, our smiles might be hidden by masks at the moment, but you know, it's sharing that and making someone's day just with a little conversation, if that's what they need.
Yeah. And now there's another two points that I'd like to extract from that. And often we hear people say, and it's something that I say, is it's having your purpose or your line of work where it is bigger than yourself, meaning that you're not self-centered and you're not just after your personal profit or gain. It's actually about serving others and making a difference. And I can hear that this is a fundamental part of your business. And we were speaking earlier about, you know, when you do what you love, it doesn't feel like work. And I'm fortunate to say that I literally haven't worked for, I would say, 8 years, but I work 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. But it's because I love what I do. That's why.
And I agree with that. You know, I feel the exact same. You know, I sit here in the evenings and I'm just thinking about something, or I'm replying to an email, or, you know, you're just doing orders or whatever it is, the social media. There's so many different things that you're constantly doing, but because we love it so much and because it's for myself, it just doesn't feel like work at all. It's for the greater good of me, my business partner, my future. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's important. I really think it is important to find that true passion. Then it doesn't 1 minute feel like work.
Yeah. And talking about true passion, a lot of people are like, but what is my passion? There's so many options. And what is purpose? Like, I feel so overwhelmed. I don't know how to even make the first step in finding that. And I think that goes back to what we discussed about values. So yours being kindness, making an impact, connection, community, generosity, creativity. Look at what is important to you. And you can even refer back to your pain points, like, why are you feeling frustrated right now? So with my example, I felt frustrated because I wanted to help humankind. And I felt that I was in a position where I couldn't impart my knowledge and skills and make use of them to make a difference. So I think that is a really good starting point. And from there, you can start molding or creating something that may be a possible business, or thinking of another place of employment where you can actually utilize your strengths and values.
Yes, I completely agree with that. And as well, you know, something that I think in my personal experiences in yachting is there's often a lack of gratitude for what you do. And while I've gone to the effort of spending 6 hours in the galley to make one plate of food, now, you know, it might be just literally putting some eggs on a toast, and somebody's so grateful for that because it's just made with love, made with a smile. And it's, I think that's such an important thing as well, is just, you know, being in something not only that you enjoy and that you are able to share with other people, but in a space where you feel appreciated, and there's a mutual amount of gratitude in both directions.
Yeah.
And that's something that's important as well.
Yeah, amazing. So for a crew member who's thinking about starting their own business, we all know it's not easy. It's a lot of sacrifice, long hours, hard work. I would like to ask you, what would be your tips with regards to starting a business? What do you need to be mindful of?
I think the first thing is obviously that in yachting, we do get quite comfortable with the salary and kind of that disposable income. And let me tell you right now, that will not come with owning a business, especially in the beginning. So it's just kind of making sure that you're sensible in that sense, and making sure that you set up with whatever you might need in order to do it. And then it's just kind of just believing in yourself. I think that's the most important thing. Just accepting that the yachting industry is a completely different scenario to the real world, as we all know, and just kind of separating them. Like I said, I just kind of, you can't look back. And the good thing is, you know, yachting is always going to be there. So if really things didn't go to plan, you could always go back. But it's important to give it that chance and just like really believe in yourself and just go with your gut, follow your dreams, and yeah, just try everything that you can to make it work. And yeah, I think
amazing. Really. So good. And did you have any fears around starting a business?
Of course. you never know. I'm new to this area as well, so it's not like I knew that everybody was gonna love one type of food or they were gonna love this. You know, that we didn't have time to do research into what it was, and we just my business partner and I, we joke that we just have completely winged it to get to where we are. And that's kind of because of, we're now in our third lockdown that we've had to go through. But, you know, it's terrifying. Will people come through the door? You just have no idea. Are they going to want what we provide? Are they going to enjoy what we have to offer? Are they going to like the space as much as we do? And, you know, there's so many things to consider. And, obviously as well, yeah, just a financial thing. I mean, is it going to sustain us? Are we going to be able to actually live? And at some point you've got to, it's far more than just giving that smile and making somebody feel good. You have to think about yourself as well. And it's of course there's fears and things that come with it, but I think just believing in yourself is more important, and that outweighs it all in the end.
Yeah, what great advice. Now, where can people find you? Where is this city?
So we're in, it's a town called Oxted, which is in Surrey. It's just about 35 minutes south of London on the train, and it's just on the Kent and Surrey border. Yeah, a little countryside town. It's just on the high street, beautiful little place. And in terms of online, we're on all our social medias, just it's the Deli Oxted. And that's us. So yeah, just one on the little high street for the moment, but who knows where we'll be in the future.
Amazing. I know someone, a captain, who's in London at the moment. So when are you open? So I can tell him to go visit.
At the moment, because of the restrictions, we're just open on Thursdays, Fridays and Saturdays. And we've reduced our hours down from 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock, just because it's takeaway only. But we're going to keep reviewing that as we go through the next few weeks.
Okay. Yeah. Brilliant. Well, Lauren, I wish you all the very best of luck. You deserve the world, and congratulations for making that leap into the unknown and following your heart and pursuing your passion.